بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, today this is our 26th session for Basic Arabic Grammar Review, and inshallah this is our last session. We have one subject remaining, that is the أحوال الخبر, or the types of خبر. And before we do that, and we're just going to look at it briefly, and some examples, and maybe if there's any questions about it, we'll try to explain it. But before we do that, we just want to go back quickly and look at last week's topic, that is the numbers from 1 to 10. I'll review it quickly, and then the examples that they gave on page 38, I just want to look at a few of them, which may not have been clear. We'll try to clarify them. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, so the first thing we're going to look at is page 37, yani quick review of the numbers from 1 to 10 in Arabic. Okay, rule number 1, numbers 1 and 2, yani wahid and ithnan, are always, they always come as adjectives. Yani the adad, the number, is always going to be an adjective for the thing being counted, for the ma'adud. So the ma'adud, like talibun, is going to come first, and then the number wahid is going to come after it like a not. Like talibun kabirun, talibun wahidun. Same thing for the number two. Yani talibani ithnani. The same way we would say talibani saghirani, talibani kabirani. We say talibani ithnani. So the number wahid and ithnan, and the numbers, the feminine form wahidatun and ithnatani, both come as a not, an adjective following the thing that we are counting. Rule number two, the numbers from 3 to 10, the adad comes as mudafun. And instead of it coming after the ma'adud, the number is going to come first. Okay, it's going to be the mudaf, and the ma'adud, the thing being counted, will come after it as mudafun ilayhi. The numbers from 3 to 10 come as mudafun, and the things counted, the ma'adud, come as mudafun ilayhi. So the same rules like any other idafa construction. Yani for example, the door of the house. The door is the mudaf, and the house is the mudafun ilayhi. The same relationship. The first part of the idafa never takes alif lam or tanween, and it can have any i'rab. It could be marfoon, mansoob, or majroor. And the second part of the idafa construction is always mudafun ilayhi majroor. Takes alif lam or tanween. The same thing here. For example, we have thalathatu qutubin. So qutubin would be mudafun ilayhi majroor. Qutubin. Okay, these are the numbers from 3 to 10. The number is the mudaf, first part of an idafa construction. The thing being counted, the ma'adud, is mudafun ilayhi. Rule number 3, from 3 to 10, the ma'adud, the thing being counted, will always be plural. And we said we're going to add to that, it will always be what? Majroor, because it's mudafun ilayh. Okay, so the ma'adud for the numbers from 3 to 10 is going to always be jam'un and majroorun. Okay, and that's normal, right? If you're counting a number of things, we say 3 trees, 4 cars, 5 men, right? So it should be plural. But that's for the numbers from 3 to 10. As we will see later on that other types of numbers, even though we're talking about a number of things, still it's not going to be plural. It's going to be singular. Yani for 11 to 99, the ma'adud, even though you're saying 11 houses, it's going to be singular. And if you said 100 houses, it's going to be singular. And if you said 1,000 houses, it's going to be singular. So these are rules that we'll take later, but for now, we're saying that for the numbers from 3 to 10, the ma'adud, and it's going to be mudafun ilayhi, coming second as mudaf ilayhi, majroor, and it's going to always be plural. The fourth rule, and final rule, if the thing counted, the ma'adud is masculine, the number, the adad, will be feminine. Meaning the adad and the ma'adud are going to be opposite in gender. Masculine with feminine, and feminine with masculine. If the thing counted is feminine, the number, the adad is masculine. So we say, ثلاثة أقلام. Because أقلام is the plural of قلم, and قلم is masculine. So we use the feminine number, thalathatun, with ta marbuta. And the same thing we say, yani thalathatu kutubin, because kutub is the verb kitab, kitab is masculine. So we use the feminine number, thalathatun, with ta marbuta. Now if the thing we encountered was feminine, the opposite would be true, like sayyara is feminine. So sayyarat, if we said three cars, we would say thalathu sayyaratin. Yani sayyara is feminine, so the number should be masculine, thalathu, without ta marbuta. And the same thing with sa'at, the plural of sa'a, a watch, sa'a is feminine, therefore the number that is used with it should be masculine. So we say thalathu, without ta marbuta, masculine number, thalathu sa'atin, with feminine ma'dud. Okay, these are rules that we went over last week. Yani the first rule is a reference to the numbers 1 and 2, that the number is going to come after as a not. And the other rules are related to the numbers from 3 to 10, that their relationship is mudaf, mudaf, and ilay, and that the number and the thing being counted are going to be opposite in gender. Alright, so any question about this? These are the rules that we went over last week. And then after that, we looked at these examples on the next page, on page 38. Page 38. And we looked at them quickly because we didn't have a lot of time. So today, I just want to go back over a couple of them. If anybody has a question about anyone in particular, we can look at that. Otherwise, we'll go through them quickly, just looking at the numbers. And the first one, thalathun, masculine number. In this ayat, we see thalatha layalin. Thalatha layalin. So we know that layalin is the plural of layla, feminine, so the number is masculine. Thalatha layalin. Masculine number, feminine, ma'dud, yani the ma'dud being mudafun ilayhi, majrur and plural. The second one we have, thalathatun, feminine number, thalathata ayyamin, thalathata ayyamin. So ayyam is the plural of yawm, which is masculine, and therefore the number should be feminine. The next example we have, arba'un, masculine number. Arba'u shahadatin. Arba'u shahadatun. And shahada is feminine, so the number is masculine. Arba'u, without ta marbuta. The next example, arba'atun, a feminine number. Arba'ata ashhurin. Yani, ashhur, the plural of shahr, is masculine, so the number should be feminine. Arba'at, arba'ata, with ta marbuta. The next one is khamsatun. Khamsatun, yani feminine number. In this example, we have bi khamsati alafin. Yani because of the preposition bi, khamsa here became majroor. And the mudawfun ilayhi alaf is the plural of alf. Alf is masculine, so the number khamsa is feminine with ta marbuta. The next example is sittatun. Yani feminine number, as in the example, sittati fi, sittati ayyamin. And here we see that the ma'dud, the thing being counted, ayyam, is the plural of yawm, which is masculine, so the number should be feminine. Feminine. Sittati fi, sittati ayyamin. And again, here, just as in the previous example, sittati, as in the previous example, bikhamsati, both of them are majroor because of preposition. So we know that the first part of this construction, yani the mudaf, it can be majroor, it can be yani marfu'un, as we've seen previously, or can be mansub. In the next example, we have sab'un, masculine number. And in this example, we have sab'a, yani inni ara sab'a baqaratin. Baqaratin, the plural of baqara, feminine, the number should be masculine, sab'a. And then we also have, and this I just want to make a note here at the end of this ayat, waqala al-malaku inni ara sab'a baqaratin سمام يأكلهن سبع إجاف. Here, سبعٌ, the number here, is, in this example, the number سبعٌ is the fa'il of يأكل, is the fa'il, so it's مرفوعٌ, and إجافٌ is a not describing it. It's not a ma'dud, مضافٌ إليه, it's a not describing سبعٌ إجافٌ. Okay? After that, the next example, سبعةٌ, سبعةٌ, feminine number, سبعةٌ, لها سبعة أبواب, يعني أبواب مضاف إليه, the معدود مضاف إليه, يعني is the plural of باب, باب is masculine, so the number سبعة should be feminine, تاء مربوطة. The next example, ثماني, يعني we see at the end here of this example, ثمانية حججٍ, حججٍ, يعني here the number, the معدود حجج, يعني is plural, مضاف إليه, مجرور, and it is, يعني ثمانية is ظرف الزمان, and حجج is يعني مضاف إليه. نعم, feminine, masculine, معدود. The next example, ثمانية is a feminine number, ثمانية, and here I didn't make a note of this last week, but the example that they have highlighted is سبعة ليالي, and it should be, what is highlighted should be ثمانية أيام, should be ثمانية أيام, that's the شاهد or the example that we should be looking at here. And the number thamaniya, feminine number, with ayyam, which is the plural of yawm, masculine, ma'dud. Thamaniyata ayyamin. After this, we have tis'un, masculine number, as in tis'a, ayatin, ayat, the plural of ayah, feminine, so the number is masculine, tis'a. And here, again, I think somebody might have mentioned this last week, but we were rushing a little bit, you might not have noticed it, but in this ayat, لَقَدْ أَتَيْنَا مُوسَى تِسْعَ آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ, يعني here, Musa is the مَفْعُولٌ بِي الأول, and تِسْعَ is مَفْعُولٌ بِي ثَانِي, so it's mansub because it's also a مَفْعُولٌ بِي of أَتَيْنَا. أَتَيْنَا مُوسَى, what did we give Musa? تِسْعَ, so it's both of them are مَفْعُولٌ بِي. So tis'a is mansub because maf'ul bi thani. The next one, tis'atun, feminine number, as in the example here, tis'atu rahtin. Tis'atu rahtin. And this actually is a plural that doesn't have a singular. It's a plural that doesn't have a singular. يعني, but in any case, يعني it's masculine, and therefore the number should be feminine. تسعة with تاء مربوطة. يعني it means a group of people, or a band of people. يعني three to ten or something like this, a group of people. Huh? Yeah. So it means a group of people. So there's no singular for a group, right? So. So yani it's masculine, therefore the number is feminine. The last two examples, ashrun, yani the masculine number, ashrun amthaliha, ashrun amthaliha, and I think this one here, man jaa bil hasanati falahu ashrun amthaliha. Yani it appears as though amthal is it looks like it's the plural of methal, Allahu A'lam, but in any case yani it should be, it looks like it's the plural of methal, amthal, naam, amthal is the plural of methal, And mathal, it appears to be masculine, and the number is also masculine. So this one requires some tafsir. We need to, if somebody has some kind of program, you can look at the tafsir. Maybe we can look at the tafsir and see this one. The last example is asharatun, as in asharati masakina. Yani masakin is plural of miskin. Miskin is masculine. The number asharati being feminine. Okay, so this is a quick review of what we went over last week. Last week we were in a little bit of a hurry. I wanted to go back over a couple of them, or at least go over the examples in each one of these ayat, so that we can kind of see the rules that we were looking at in the numbers from 1 to 10, or from 3 to 10. After this, the last topic that we want to deal with is the topic of the khabar, the different types of khabar. Yani on the top of page 39 it says, أحوال الخبري, أحوال الخبري, the types of khabar. And before we look at the different types of khabar, we want to just emphasize the point now. Hijja, yeah. Before we look at the types of khabar, we want to review quickly, what is a khabar? When we say khabar, what do we mean by khabar? Predicate, okay. More. What is the predicate? What is it used for? How does it function? Huh? Okay, it's used with a mubtada, right? What type of sentence we have a khabar in? Jumla ismiya. Okay? So when we talk about khabar, the first thing we want to say is that we're talking about the jumla ismiya. Jumla ismiya. Jumla ismiya. Okay, what is a jumla ismiya? It's a jumla, it's a sentence that begins with an ism. Jumla fi'liya begins with a fi'l, a verb. Jumla ismiya begins with an ism. So the jumla ismiya is composed of two essential parts. One of them is the what? Mubtada'un. And the second part is the khabarun. Okay, so that we're clear about this, mubtada is the what? The subject of the sentence. Yani what we are talking about, what we want to discuss, and the khabar is the predicate. Yani the predicate means what? What we want to say about the subject. Okay? So we have a jumla ismiya, meaning a sentence that begins with an ism, a noun, as opposed to a sentence that begins with a verb, right? We have a sentence that begins with a noun. And this kind of sentence has two essential parts, the subject and the predicate. The mubtada'un and the khabarun. And the subject of the sentence is what you want to talk about. And the khabar literally means news or information. It's what you want to inform us about, what you want to tell us about the subject. Okay, so we have a subject, al-waladu, the boy. That's our subject. What do we want to say about the boy? I don't know, what do you want to say? Al-waladu kabirun, or al-waladu saghirun, or al-waladu ghaniyun, or al-waladu muslimun, whatever you want to say, okay? So, the main thing we want to understand here is that the subject is what we are talking about, what we want to discuss, that we want to give you some information about, and the predicate is what you want to say about it. Now, that being said, in a simple jumla ismiya, we may have a sentence like we just mentioned, right? Like this. Al-waladu saghirun. This is a simple jumla ismiya. Subject, predicate. But sometimes the predicate might not be so simple. Okay, sometimes the predicate might be a shibh jumla, yani a harf jar and a majroor. Like, for example, al-waladu fi al-bayt.
الولد في البيت. الولد في البيت.
So now, all of this, this harf jar preposition, and this ism majrur, which is a shibba jumla, right? Shibba jumla. All of this is the khabar. So the khabar now is a little bit different than here, one word, now we have two words. Or we could have a different type of shibba jumla, right?
Al waladu tahta, keep it, not go there, yeah? Tahta as-sarir. He's hiding. Tahta as-sarir.
This also is a shibba jumla. But different type of shibba jumla, right? This is a preposition, and this is a adverb showing position. It's underneath, above, in front of, or behind, right? So these are two different types of shibba jumla. One is with a preposition, and one is with an adverb. Harf jar or dharf. Okay? Both of these are shibba jumla. Now, maybe there may also be a situation where we have a different kind of khabar.
We'll use the walad again. Al-waladu Al-waladu Abuhu
Wazir. Now, alaykum salaam wa rahmatullah. Okay, so we want to look at another possibility, right? We have al-waladu abuhu wazirun. In this case, abuhu wazirun is also the khabar. But this khabar is what? Is it a shibba jumla? Or is it a whole sentence? It's a whole sentence. Abuhu wazirun. Abuhu is the mubtada and wazirun is the khabar. This is a mubtada and this is a khabar. This whole sentence with this mubtada and khabar is the khabar for al-walad. Huh? Because it's what we want to say about the walad. What do we want to say about him? His father is a minister in the government. And then we have one more example here. ذهب إلى المدرسة. يعني here we have what? الولد ذهب إلى المدرسة. الولد ذهب إلى المدرسة. This whole sentence ذهب إلى المدرسة. That's what we're going to say about الولد. What about الولد? He went to the school. Okay, so from this we can see that there are different types of khabar. That's what this paper is to explain to us, that there are different types of khabar. But all of them do the same thing. What? They tell us something about the walid. In one case, we have a single word, a mufrad. This is a khabar mufrad. We have a single word that's telling us something about the walid, that he's saghir. In this case, we have a preposition and a noun that's telling us about the walid, that he's in the house. And in this case, again, we have yani an adverb and a noun that's telling us that the walad is underneath the bed. Here, we have a whole sentence that begins with a noun, a jumla ismiya, that's telling us about the walad what? That his father is a minister. And again, we have a whole sentence that begins with a verb that's telling us what about the walad? That he went to the school. So there's different ways of bringing information about the mubtada. Sometimes you can use a single word. That's a khabar, that's a mufrad. Yani a single word. And sometimes you can use a shibah jumla with a preposition and a noun or an adverb and a noun. Shibah jumla. Meaning that it's almost like a sentence. Yani it's a few words, but it's not a complete sentence. It's called shibah jumla. It resembles a sentence. In that it's more than one word, but it's not a complete sentence. By itself, it doesn't have full meaning. Huh? If you just said, fil bayt, that's not a complete sentence, because like, what's in the house? Huh? It's not a complete sentence. So it's a shibah jumla, because it's resembling a jumla in that it's composed of more than one word. But it's not a complete sentence. So shibah. So here we have two types of shibah jumla. One with a preposition and one with an adverb. Those are the two types of shibah jumla. And those are two possible types of khabar. It could be a shibah jumla, yani, and a prepositional phrase, or shibah jumla, that's an adverbial phrase. And then we have khabars that are sentences. One sentence begins with a noun, jumla ismiya, and another sentence begins with a verb, jumla fi'liya. And these are also types of khabar. So now we know from this, right, that there are three basic types of khabar, or if we want to give the full details, we say five. What are the three types? A mufrad, a single word, a shibah jumla, or jumla. If we want to break it down further, we can say shibah jumla is of two types, right? And the jumla is also of two types. So that makes five now. Alright? So this is what we want to look at on this chart. But I just wanted to present it first, one time. And quickly, we get the idea, the concept, and then we can read through the paper and try to break it down a little bit further. First, before we look at the paper, let's take any questions. Any questions? About what is a khabar? Or any of the types of khabar? How many types of khabar are there?
Five.
If a person says three, you could also be right. But you have to say that those three can be further broken down, right? Okay, so we'll say there's five types of khabar. Two types of shibah jumla, one with a preposition and one with an adverb. And two types of sentences, nominal sentence and a verbal sentence. A sentence that begins with a noun, jumla ismiya, or a sentence that begins with a verb, jumla fi'liya. So there's no questions about this? So then we don't need to do this dars today. It's clear. Khalas, we're finished. That's it. That's it. I mean, if it's really clear, then we'll read the paper, and then maybe we'll take the opportunity to give some other benefit, inshallah. Some other benefit. If it's completely clear, there's no question whatsoever. Now.
Are you studying Arabic as shibah jumla?
Yeah. 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 Okay, so there's ja wal majroor. Ja wal majroor. Yani the harf jar and the ism majroor. They say ja wal majroor. That's one type of shibah jumla. Al ja wal majroor. And the other type of shibah jumla is al dharf. The dharf, yani means what? An adverb that shows position or place. Shows position that something is above or below. Or on the right, or on the left, or in front, or behind. Shows its position. A dharf, right? So there's the ja wal majroor, or if we want to give the long way of expressing, we say harf jar, preposition, wa ism majroor, the noun that is made majroor because of the harf jar. Okay, for short they say al ja wal majroor. Al ja means harf jar, and majroor means the ism, the noun that's majroor because of the preposition. Now, mafulun fihi. Naam. Yes. Good question. Al jaru wal majrur. This one is the dharf. Al dharf. Okay, as far as this one here, the dharf, he said, is this similar to maful fihi? Okay? We haven't dealt a lot with the Maf'ulun Fihi, but that comes in detail later on, right? But in any case, since you asked, good, no problem. What do we mean by Maf'ulun Fihi? Okay, there's different types of Maf'ul. There's Maf'ulun Bihi that we may be a little more familiar with, the object of the verb, the thing that the action of the verb happens, occurs to. Okay? As for example, if you said, he broke the chair. The action of breaking happened to what? The chair. The chair was broken. So the chair is the object of the verb, the maf'ulun bihi. But when we say maf'ulun fihi, yani maf'ulun bihi means the thing that the action of the verb occurred to. Maf'ulun fihi means the place or the time that the action occurred in. The place where the action occurred or the time where it occurred. Okay, so maf'ulun fihi is two types. This is one type of maf'ulun fihi. Dharf al-makan, the place where something is. And the other type is the time in which an action occurs. Okay, so that's maf'ulun fihi. So yes, it's maf'ulun fihi. It's one of the types of maf'ulun fihi. Any adverb, there's adverb of time and adverb of place. So this is in reference to place or position. Any other question? Again, yani this, these are two types of khabar, sentences. This first sentence begins with a noun. So this is a nominal sentence. Jumla ismiya, begins with an ism. And this sentence begins with a verb. So this is a verbal sentence, or jumla fi'liya, because it begins with a fi'l. Alright? So we know that sentence of two types. There's the nominal sentence, and there's the verbal sentence. How do we determine which type of sentence? What does it begin with? If it begins with a noun, it's a nominal sentence. Begins with an ism, it's a jumla ismiya. Begins with a fi'l, a verb, it's a jumla fi'liya. So this sentence, this whole sentence, is the khabar of this mubtada. And in the original sentence is a jumla ismiya. Begins with a mubtada. But its khabar could be a jumla fi'liya. Or it could be another jumla ismiya. Yani that's a part of the first jumla ismiya. So we have two sentences here. We have the original sentence, and then within it we have a khabar that's also a sentence. A jumla ismiya, another jumla ismiya. It has a mubtada, and it has a khabar also. And this khabar is composed of a mubtada and a khabar. Alright, so that's what we need to understand really. And this is a review. Okay, it's one page. It's a review of yani what you're supposed to know about the types of khabar. That there are five types. A single word, a mufrad, and then there's a shibah jumla of either of two types. The shibah jumla that is a preposition and its noun, or an adverb and its noun. And then the other two are the two types of sentences that we have. A nominal sentence and verbal sentence. Okay, let's look at what they wrote here, the examples that they gave, and see if we can understand them the same way. Unless you have a question.
Well, no, I don't have a question.
Okay, comment.
Yeah, a comment.
Yes.
Since the khabar, like the mutara, should be maf'ul.
What should be maf'ul?
Maf'ul.
Marfu. What should be marfu?
Verbs that have a mubtada.
Inam, it is marfu. That's right. Mubtada and khabar. Stop right there for a minute. The mubtada and khabar, we said that they are always marfu.
Right.
Okay, so yes, you're right. We agree. Uh-huh. Right.
So my comment is
that yeah.
In the example, al-waladu zahaba ila al-masjid al-waladu fil bayt, if you were to
whatever. Yeah.
Like the first one, you would say the
khabar
is jumla fi'liya.
No. Okay, for this one, yani this is a little bit complicated for this level, okay? Because we're not really I'm gonna explain it to you, but yani, don't worry if it's not clear. Don't worry about it, okay? But just for the point of explaining. In this sentence here, this is a jumla ismiya, right? This is a mubtada, has to be marfu'un. And the whole sentence here is the khabar. It's also marfu'un. Yani, but if you break down this sentence, you can say this is a fi'l madi. And this is a harf jar, And this is the ism majrur, right? But the sentence as a whole, al-jumla, it is fi mahalli raf. Fi mahalli raf. The whole sentence is in the place where it should be marfu'un. Because the khabar is marfu'un. But this is a sentence. So the sentence, the whole of it, is we say it is fi mahalli raf. The whole sentence. Naam. But we don't say that this verb dhahaba is marfu'un. No. The whole sentence is fi mahalli raf. Yani fi mahalli raf means what? It's in the place, in the position where it should be marfu'un. Naam. Okay, we say the same thing. Fil bayti, why it's not marfu'un? Why the fee is not marfu'un or the bayt is not marfu'un?
No, he said the whole thing is not marfu'un.
The whole thing is marfu'un.
Okay, so you say the same thing.
We say the same thing. Yani al-waladu is the mubtada, it's marfu'un. The sign that is marfu'un is dhamma. Fil bayti is composed of a preposition, harf jar, and an ism majrur. Yani the ism, this noun here is majrur because of the harf jar fi, right? But this is majrur, yes. But the shibba jumla as a whole, the whole of it is fi mahalli raf. Fi mahalli raf. Alaykum salam. Fi mahalli raf. Yani bayt is yani majrur, ism majrur. But fil bayti, the whole shibba jumla is fi is khabar. Yani shibba jumla khabar fi mahalli raf. In the place where it should be marfu'un. Why? Because the whole thing is khabar. And khabar has to be marfu'un. وَفِي مَحَلِّ رَفٍ. In the same way we have a pronoun that's مَبْنِيٌ فِي مَحَلِّ رَفٍ. فِي مَحَلِّ رَفٍ. But it's مَبْنِيٌ. Yeah, it's مَبْنِيٌ, it's fixed. But we say it's فِي مَحَلِّ رَفٍ. Okay, let's look at the examples that they gave us here on the paper. On page 39, it says on the top of the page from the right, أحوالُ الخبري. أحوالُ الخبري means the conditions or states or types of khabar. They said types of khabar. أحوال literally means the conditions or the states. Yani like somebody says to you, كيف حالك? That means what is your condition? How are you? What is your condition? What state are you in right now? Are you healthy? Are you sick? Are you tired? Are you sleepy? What is your حال? أحوال is the plural of حال. So literally it means the types. I mean, it literally means the states. The states of the khabar. Yeah, and it goes through different changes. Sometimes it's a mufrad, single word. Sometimes it is a shibba jumla of either type. Sometimes it's a sentence. So it has different conditions that the khabar may come in, right? So that's what we're talking about here. Ahwal al-khabar. If you go to the right, you see the first thing that they have there is mufradun. 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 So this is the first type of khabar. First type of khabar is what? Mufrad. Mufradun. This is the one first type of khabar. Mufradun. What do we mean by mufrad? We mean other than a shibba jumla or a jumla. Other than a shibba jumla or a jumla. We don't mean mufrad like mufrad and jem. Singular and plural. No. This mufrad here, it means... By mufrad we mean it's not a shibba jumla, nor is it a jumla. It's a single word, not like this, couple of words together, or like this, few words together, right? It's a single word as opposed to two or three words that could be a shibba jumla or a sentence. So mufrad here we mean it's not a sentence, it's not a shibba jumla. Naam.
Al-Khabari.
Yeah, Al-Khabari. It has kasra. Why does it have kasra, ya Nasir? Is it because it's the ism majrur because of the preposition? Or is it because it's mudafun ilayhi? Yani the types of khabar. That's an idafa construction. Types of khabar, like yani the children of Muhammad. Abna'u Muhammadin. Huh? Yeah, it's plural. Yeah, it should be types. Technically, it should be types. Ahwal is plural now.
Yeah.
And we are talking about different types of khabar, right? five different types, so it should be types now. Okay, so it's clear. Mudaf mudafun ilayh, mudafun ilayh majrur. Okay, so they said here the first type of khabar, number one, mufrad, one word, not a sentence. It's one word. It's not a sentence, nor is it a group of words. Yani a shibah jumla. It's just one single word. Okay, so that's the first type of khabar. So they give us the example of what? Muhammadun talibun. Muhammadun talibun. Meaning? Muhammad is a student. Muhammad is a student. So the khabar in this sentence is what? Talibun. And talibun being the khabar has to be marfu'un, right? Muhammad, what about Muhammad? Muhammad is the mubtada'un. What about Muhammad? He's a student. Is it clear? He's a student. That's a type of khabar, single word. It's not a sentence, nor even a shibah jumla. Huh? The second example they gave us, al-mu'minu mir'atu al-mu'mini. Okay? Al-mu'minu mir'atu al-mu'mini. What is the meaning? The believer is the mirror of the believer. Yani the believer is like a mirror to another believer. Now, okay, so what's the mubtada in this sentence? Al mu'minu with dhamma, right? Marfu'un with dhamma. And what is the khabar in this sentence? Be careful. Huh? Miratul Mu'min? Isn't the khabar has to be marfu'un? Huh? Ah, we're talking about what type of khabar here? Mufrad. Has to be a single word. Has to be a single word. So the khabar here is not miratul mu'mini. It's just miratu. One single word. Because we're talking about mufrad khabar. Single word. What is al mu'mini? Mudawfan ilayhi majroor. We don't say that this whole idalfa construction is the khabar. No, the khabar is one single word. This is a mufrad khabar. One single word. Mir'atu. And then, al-mu'mini, the second time he came, is mudawfun ilayhi majroor. So how do we i'rab this sentence? We say al-mu'minu is the mubtada. It's marfu'un. The sign that it's marfu'un is dhamma. And mir'atu is the khabar. And the khabar is marfu'un also, and the sign that is marfu'un is dhamma. And al-mu'mini is mudawfun ilayhi majroor. Naam. Okay. Second type of khabar. Second type of khabar is that they give us here is a jumla. Either a jumla ismiya, the first one, or a jumla fi'liya, the second one. Okay, so the second type of khabar is al jumla al ismiya. Second type, al jumla al ismiya. And what did we say is a jumla ismiya? What is a jumla ismiya? What do we mean by that? Okay, it starts with a ism, a nominal sentence. It starts with a ism. That's why it's called jumla ismiya, because it begins with a ism. Okay, so here we must have a sentence that begins with a noun. Alright, so the first example they gave us, Bilalun abuhu wazirun. Bilalun abuhu wazirun. The mubtada in this sentence is clear, right? It's Bilal. It's marfu'un, and the sign that is marfu'un is dhamma. The khabar in this sentence is what? Abuhu wazirun, says Mustafa. Anybody agree with him or disagree with him? You agree? Everybody agrees with you. Okay. What about you, Ahmed? You agree with that? Ahmed is not with us yet. Okay. No, it's okay. Adam, you don't agree?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you agree. Okay. All right. So then we have here a complete sentence. Abuhu wazirun as the khabar. The whole sentence is the khabar. What type of sentence is this? It's a nominal sentence also. Okay? This nominal sentence, this jumla ismiya that begins with the ism, abuhu wazirun, this whole sentence is the khabar. This is the second type of khabar, yani al-jumla al-ismiya. Another example they give us for this type of khabar is Fatimatu laha tiflun saghirun. Fatimatu laha tiflun saghirun. The mubtada is obvious. Fatima. What do we want to say about Fatima? Laha tiflun saghirun. What does that mean? She has a small child. Laha, for her. Laha tiflun saghirun. She has a small child. So this whole sentence here, laha tiflun saghirun, that's a sentence. This whole sentence is the khabar. What kind of sentence is this? Laha tiflun saghirun. Be careful. What kind of sentence is this? Huh? Jumla ismiya. Okay. Is jumla ismiya because it begins with a what? Begins with a what? A pronoun? Which pronoun? Laha is a pronoun? What is laha? Be careful. It's a preposition with a pronoun attached to it. Laha originally is the preposition li. Remember we said that the preposition li, when it's used with pronouns, it becomes la. Laha, lahu, la, laha, lakum. Huh? It's originally li. That's the preposition. And it has a pronoun attached to it. Attached pronoun. Okay? So, how is this a jumla ismiya? It doesn't begin with an ism. It begins with a preposition. A preposition is a harf, it's not an ism. No, remember in the beginning, the first beginning of this review course, we said that the parts of speech in Arabic are three. What are they? Ism, fa'il, and harf. Li is a preposition. Preposition is not an ism, it's a harf. Is that correct or am I getting tired? I'm tired, I know, but it's okay, you have to correct me. If I say something, it's not correct, please correct me, because sometimes I'm tired and I don't realize what I'm saying, so you have to correct me. Alright, so please pay attention and correct me, you know. Okay, li, it is a preposition or ism? Preposition. Don't get afraid, don't be afraid, stick to what you know, it's a preposition. So how can we say this is a jumla ismiya? It doesn't begin with an ism, it begins with a preposition. A preposition is a harf. This is a good question, believe me. This is a good question that you're supposed to be able to answer. Okay, hold on a minute. Let me write before you answer. What is our sentence? Fatimatu? Okay, Fatima. Fatimatu laha tiflun. Tiflun what? Saghirun. Okay, Abdurrahman. Fatimatu, we said, is the mubtada. And we said that this is the khabar. This whole sentence is the khabar. But the problem is that somebody said this khabar is a jumla ismiya. And it doesn't begin with an ism. So how do you explain this? Ya Abdurrahman. Naam, that's the way to start. Bismillah. Ask help from Allah. Because you're going to need some help to explain this.
It begins with a preposition. Uh-huh. But jumla ismiya.
He said it is a jumla ismiya, but it begins with a preposition. That doesn't sound and make sense to me.
Jumla ismiya
ja'a wal majrur. So you say this is a ja'a wal majrur? So what is a ja'a? A shibah jumla. That's a shibah jumla is this shibah jumla is. Okay, it's a shibah jumla. So that means that it's a jumla ismiya. A shibah jumla is a jumla ismiya. Okay, Nasir, bail us out, please.
Pronoun.
Okay, laha is a preposition and a pronoun.
So this is a subject.
This is a subject? Okay, maybe I'll bail you out. I'm going to remind you of something that you know very well. Have you ever heard? Okay, the sisters, they said they have the answer for us. MashaAllah. Thank you. Okay, I got it. Okay, they're saying that the order of the sentence has been changed. They're saying that this right here, this is the Jumla Ismiya, but this is the khabar of this Jumla Ismiya. Yeah. And this is the Mubtada. Mubtada. Yani, the Mubtada is Tiflun. And this is a not describing Tiflun. What about the Tiflun, Sagirun? This is the Khabar Muqaddam. The Khabar that came ahead of its place. And this is the Mubtada Muakhar. The Mubtada that's delayed from its place. So actually, this is the Mubtada, and that's why, and this is a noun, and that's why we say this is a Jumla Ismiya. Because this sentence, it has a Mubtada that's a noun, but it's delayed from its place. It's a Mubtada that's delayed from its place. Sometimes the Khabar, can come ahead, and the Mubtada come delayed. And that's the case here. This is the Mubtada, and this is a noun. This is a Jumla Ismiya, and this is the Mubtada of this sentence, Tiflun. It's just that it's delayed in this sentence. Why is it delayed? Because we said that there are rules, that normally the Mubtada comes first, but there are some cases in which the order can be reversed. It's permissible, as long as it remains clear, and there are some cases when it's mandatory to reverse the order. When the Khabar has to come first, and that's if the Mubtada is Nakira, in indefinite, and the Khabar is a Shibah Jumla, the order has to be reversed. The order must be reversed in this case. But this is the Mubtada, and the Mubtada is an Ism, so this is a Jumla Ismiya. This is a Jumla Ismiya. It's just that its Mubtada is out of order. They said the order has been changed. Now, in any case, the Mubtada and Khabar order being reversed, it may be a little bit ahead of us at this point. But somebody sitting here is supposed to know it. Alright? Alright. Fatima laha tiflun sagirun. And originally this sentence would be tiflun sagirun laha. But in Arabic, if the Mubtada is indefinite, and the khabar is a shibah jumla, we have to reverse the order. They don't like to speak like that. Yani tiflun sagirun laha. They say laha tiflun sagirun. Alright? Okay, after this. This is an example that they gave, right? Fatima tu laha tiflun sagirun. So this is also a jumla ismiya, except that the mubtada is being delayed in its position, and the khabar is coming ahead of it. So it looks like this sentence is beginning with laha. That's because the order of the sentence has been reversed. Okay, so these are two. This is the second type. Third type of khabar is the jumla al-fi'liya, al-jumlatu al-fi'liya, the verbal sentence. The verbal sentence, okay? We just looked at here a couple of examples of the nominal sentence. Bilalun abuhu wazirun and Fatimatu laha tiflun sagirun. Now we look at the jumla fi'liya. Jumla fi'liya. Okay, as far as the jumla fi'liya, they gave us two examples. The first example, Hamidun dhahaba ila al-madrasati. Okay, it's just like what we had here, right? Al-waladu dhahaba ila al-madrasati. Except they got Hamidun. Alright, so Hamidun is the mubtada, and the khabar is this whole sentence. Dhahaba ila al-madrasati. What about Hamid? What do we want to say about him? He went to the school. He went to the school. Okay, this is a jumla fi'liya, clearly, right? Because it begins with what? A fi'l. Zahaba begins with a fi'l. So any sentence that begins with a fi'l is a jumla fi'liya. And so this becomes yani the third type of khabar, al jumla al fi'liya.
الجملة الفعلية. الجملة الاسمية. الجملة الفعلية. الفعلية. نعم.
Okay. Any question about this example? حامد ذهب إلى المدرسة. يعني this is a جملة فعلية. ذهب إلى المدرسة. He went to the school. That's a جملة فعلية. And it's what we want to say about حامد. So it's the خبر for حامد. The whole sentence. The جملة فعلية ذهب إلى المدرسة is the خبر for حامد. Huh? نعم. The whole sentence is في محل رفع. يعني in the place where it should be مرفوع. The next example they gave us, الطلاب ذهبوا إلى الملعب. الطلاب ذهبوا إلى الملعب. What is the meaning of this sentence? The students went to the playground. الطلاب ذهبوا إلى الملعب. Okay, الطلاب is the مبتدأ. What we, يعني the subject of the sentence, what we want to talk about. What do we want to say about the students? They all went to the playground. ذهبوا إلى الملعب. Okay, so this is a complete sentence. They went to the playground. Is that a complete sentence? No. Is that a complete sentence? They went to the playground. Is it a complete sentence? No? They went to the playground. That's not a complete sentence? Why is it not complete? Okay, let's see. Let's look at it. Good. No problem.
ذهبوا إلى الملعب. ملعب.
Okay, let's see, right? He says he thinks it's a shibba jumla. What is a shibba jumla? Okay, resembles a sentence. What types of shibba jumlas are there? How many types are there? Two types. One type is what?
Adversial.
A what?
Adverbial.
An adverbial, yani with an adverb like underneath or above. And the other type is what? Prepositional, with a preposition and the noun that follows it. Okay, this right here, إلى الملعب is a preposition and a noun. That's جاء والمجرور, right? This is a shibba jumla. إلى الملعب. What about this? What's this? It's a verb. It's a fail and a fail. A fail and a fail is a sentence. Sentence, a verbal sentence consists of a fail and a fail. And maybe a maf'ul and b, but it doesn't always have to have a maf'ul and b, right? So if you have a fail and a fail, you have a fail, yani a verb, action, and a fail, one who does it, that's a sentence. The boy ran. The lady sat. The teacher ate. A fail and a fail. That's a sentence. This is a whole sentence right here. ذهبوا. They went. This is just extra. إلى الملعب. This is indeed a complete sentence. Okay? This is a whole sentence. Begins with a fail, so it's a فعلية. جملة فعلية. ذهبوا إلى الملعب. Okay, look. When we analyze these sentences, try to just remember the rules. Okay? Really, going over these sentences and checking is it like this or not, this is beneficial because it makes us start remembering what we studied. Okay, it makes us to remember what we already studied. And that's important. That's the whole purpose of looking at the examples. And make sure we can remember what we studied and apply the principles and the rules to any sentence that you find anywhere. Any sentence that you find anywhere. Remember the rules for the sentences, there are two types of sentence. Verbal sentence and nominal sentence. The verbal sentence consists of a fail and a fail. A verb and the subject, the one who's doing the action. And maybe there's something that the action happened to. Maybe. Not all the time, right? A nominal sentence consists of a mubtada and a khabar. We've been talking a lot about the nominal sentence, right? Mubtada and khabar. Mubtada and khabar. Huh? But now, let's look at the verbal sentence. It consists of a fi'l, a verb, an action word, and a fa'il, the one who does the action, the subject. So this is a complete sentence here, ذهبوا, and this is just extra. إلى الملعب. إلى الملعب by itself is a preposition and the object of the preposition. That's a shibu jumla. Okay, so what remains here after this jumla fi'liya? Two examples they gave us, Hamid Zahaba and Tulab Zahabu, both of them examples of a khabar that is a complete sentence. And that complete sentence begins with a verb. So this is the second or the third type of khabar, that is a khabar that is a complete sentence that begins with a fi'l. Al-jumla al-fi'liya. So now we have three types of khabar. A single word, it's not a sentence or a shibba jumla. Then we have two more types, both of them are complete sentences. Either one, it begins with a ism, and the other one begins with a fi'l, a noun or a verb. That's three types. After this, we go down the page, and we see the last arrow pointing to shibhu al-jumlati khabrun. Yani should be with fatha fatha. Kha fatha ba fatha. Instead of khabrun, it should be khabarun. Fatha fatha. Shibhu al-jumlati khabrun. The phrase coming as a khabar. The phrase coming as the khabar. Shibhu jumla. Shibhu jumla. The shibhu jumla is a phrase, but there are two types of phrases, right? There's adverbial phrase, shibhu jumla with an adverb, and there's prepositional phrase, shibhu jumla with a preposition. So the shibhu jumla is of two types. One that is used, yani that uses an adverb, a dharf, and the other one uses a preposition, harf jar, harf jar. So here under shibhu jumla khabarun, we have two more boxes, right? The first one from the right side says harfu jar plus ism majroor. Harfu jar wa ism majroor. This is number four. Harfu jar plus ism majroor. Ismun majroor. Harfu jar plus ismun majroor. Harf jar is preposition. Ism majroor means a noun that is majroor. A noun in the genitive case. A noun in the genitive case. So why is this noun majroor? Because it is preceded by the harf jar, the preposition. Preposition makes a noun majroor. Huh? What do we mean? Or what? Give me examples of a preposition. What type of prepositions did we study before? Fi, in, ila, to, what? Huh? Ala, on or upon? Huh? Li, yani, showing possession, this belongs to someone, naam. Huh? Min, from, naam, like this, right? And some others that we had. Those are the main ones that we covered. Fi, min, ila, and ala. But we had others, naam. Li. Huh? Bi is a preposition, as in Bismillah, right? Okay, so whenever we have a preposition, harf jar, the noun following it is called the object of the preposition. In Arabic we say, ism majroor. The object of a preposition is the ism that's majroor, because it's the object of the preposition. Okay, so this is the fourth type of khabar. And the fourth type of khabar is a harf jar, fi, ala, min, ila, plus a noun connected to it, that's majrur because it's the object of the preposition. Okay, examples they gave us here. Al-kitabu ala al-maktabi. This is a prepositional phrase. Harf jar with a preposition. Al-kitabu ala al-maktabi. Al-kitabu is the mubtada, right? That's what we want to talk about. What about the book? What do we want to say about it? Huh? It's on, upon the table. The book, what about it? It's on the table. So the information about the book that we want to tell you, that's the khabar, right? In this case, this khabar consists of a preposition and the object of the preposition. So that preposition and the object of the preposition is called a prepositional phrase. Okay, in Arabic, it's a shibh jumla, or specifically, al-jaru wal-majrur. Harfu jar and ism majrur. So we say that al-kitabu is a mubtada, it's marfu'un, the sign that is marfu'un is dhamma. And ala al-maktabi, harf jar, wa ism majrur, together as a shibh jumla is the khabar. Shibh jumla, khabar. The next example he gave us is the best of all the examples on this page. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Let's write this. Very important example. Alhamdulillah. Tayyib. The Mubtada. What is the Mubtada? Alhamd. Alhamd is the mubtada. What about alhamd? What do we want to say about praise? What about it? It all belongs to Allah. It all belongs to Allah. Huh? It all belongs to Allah. He is the one who has a right to it. He is the one who's worthy of it. And he's the one who should be receiving it. Okay? Alhamd. And then we have lillahi. And this lillahi is actually a combination of the preposition li, which means to or for belonging to, and the lafz al-jalala, Allah. Huh? Yani, it's composed of this preposition li plus the lafz al-jalala, Allah. So this, what happens here, is we said that whenever you have a noun, yani with alif lam, for example, a noun with alif lam, and it's preceded by the preposition li, so the alif that's there for hamzatul wasl, that alif is omitted. And the lam, the preposition is connected directly to the lam of the word. That's the lam connected to the word, right? So what happened here is this alif for hamzatul wasl is omitted, and there's no need to write another lam. We already have a lam here, so we just put kasra. Alhamdulillahi. And this, because it's so common in Arabic language that this combination of this preposition with the love of the Jalal Allah, it came so many times they just made it for short like this. It's written like this, okay? But technically, it's composed of the preposition li and lafz al-jalal, the expression that's used to refer to the majestic, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alright? So this is a, what kind of khabar is this? Huh? It's a shibh jumla. What kind of shibh jumla? Prepositional, because this is a preposition here. This is a preposition. This li is a preposition. Okay, so this preposition and the noun that follows it together, it's called a prepositional phrase, al-jaru wal-majrur. So this, yani, is the second example of what? The fourth type of khabar, that is harf jar, and ism majrur. And finally, the last type is the dharf. Yani, the fifth type of khabar is the dharf.
And the dharf we said is what? A dharfun is a
adverb. An adverb. And this adverb, dharf. Dharf, like this. Dha, like in dhuhr. Dharf. Ra, with sukoon and fa. Dharf. That's an adverb. And this adverb, sorry, that's D. This adverb and the noun that's connected to it together is a phrase also. Adverbial phrase. And this is the second type of shibh jumla. Yani, the phrase that's composed of an adverb as opposed to the one that's composed of a preposition and a noun following it. Naam. Okay, so they gave us two examples here. We're going to look at those two examples and then we're going to close. But the concept here, right, of what? The next type of khabar is the dharf. That is always followed by an ism. Majroor. But why is it majroor? Because it is? Yeah, because it is mudhaf. Mudhafun ilayhi. Mudhafun ilayhi. And the dharf, the noun that follows it, is majroor because it's mudhafun ilayhi. Alright? Okay, so the example that they gave us, two examples. One of the adverbial phrase, al-jannatu tahta aqdami al-ummahat. This is also a good example. Naam. The next best one. Al-jannatu tahta aqdami al-ummahat. Okay, here the mubtada is al-jannatu. What about al-jannah? It is underneath the feet of the mothers. So tahta is the dharf. And the noun that's connected to the dharf, mudhafun ilayhi, is aqdam. And here aqdam is majroor because it's mudhafun ilayhi majroor. And it doesn't have alif lam or tanween, even though the mudhafun ilayhi should take alif lam or tanween, right? But in this case, it doesn't have alif lam or tanween because this word here, aqdam, is also mudhaf in the second idhafa construction. So we have two idhafa constructions here. We have underneath the feet, and we have the feet of the mothers. That's two idhafa constructions. Alright? So we have al-jannah, the paradise, is underneath the feet of the mothers. Naam. Huh? Yani the meaning is sahih. And because there's a hadith in which the Prophet ﷺ said to a man who was signing up for to go out in jihad, he said, do you have a mother? He said, yes. He said, then your jannah is under the feet of your mother. So this is the meaning that yani is there in another hadith, the sahih for sure. Okay? Alaykum salam. Al-jannah tahta aqdam al-ummahat. The jannah, the paradise, is underneath the feet of the mothers. Meaning, yani a person can earn jannah by serving their mother. That's how important the mother is, right? That if a person serves his mother well for the sake of Allah, that might be ticket to Jannah. And the last example that we have here is al-haqibatu tahta al-maktabi. Al-haqibatu tahta al-maktabi, meaning the bag or the book bag is underneath the table or the desk. Okay, al-haqibatu is the mubtada, marfu'un, the sign that is marfu'un is dhamma, and tahta is dharf. المكان على المكتب is مضاف إليه مجرور. Alright, so this is the fifth type of khabar, and these are the five types of khabar. The single word that's not a sentence, two types of sentence, ismiya and fi'liya, and two types of phrase, يعني prepositional phrase and adverbial phrase. And these are the types of khabar. Okay, we'll stop here and next week we will not this class is finished. This is the end of this topic. This is the last topic. This class will be followed by level 2 hadith. Yani this class will be followed by level 2 hadith. We will not start the level 2 hadith next week. We will start it the following week. Level 2 hadith will not be starting next week. It will be starting following week, 2 weeks from now. Okay, I'll send the email, inshallah, with the date and explanation. And that class will be starting, like I said, the following week. Level 2 hadith is basically in brief, yani designed for a student who has completed level 1. And it is yani giving yani a number of hadith with explanations of those hadith for the purpose of learning something about the sunnah and at the same time learning the grammatical rules for level 2. So some of the grammatical rules for level 2 will be found in those hadith, in addition to new vocabulary words that's for level 2, and in addition to, of course, the hadith themselves, yani the meanings of the hadith and the benefits that we'll get from them. This class will start not this coming week, but the following week. And the time of the class, level 2 hadith, will be at 12 o'clock, from 12 o'clock until Dhuhr time. Okay, so please try to pay attention to that. And inshallah, whoever comes for the first class, inshallah, will be guaranteed a free copy of the book. If they run out after that, don't blame me. Okay? So try to be here for the first class. Now.
Don't delay.
No. No. No.
Don't delay.
Now. Okay, so we're going to stop here. So we have time for salah? Okay, no problem. It's all right. Inshallah. 2 weeks from now. 2 weeks from now, inshallah. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.